Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And this week is week three of our June Ladies Month, and I am joined by outlaw hobby stock driver Andrea Keekley. We will also hear from Kevin Stoa from KS Engineering, Matt from Schuster's Pressure Washers, Jeff Trimble from Trimble's Honda in Austin, Minnesota, and a little more from our friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
It's spring planting season. The last thing you're thinking about is your grain dryer. Hi, this is Jamie with International Steel Erectors and NASCO Equipment. The time to get your legs and dryers serviced is now. Don't wait until you have semi-loads of harvested grain ready to process and find out your dryer won't turn on and your bearings need to be replaced in your leg. International Steel Erectors and NASCO offer a full grain system service from both locations in Owatonna and Fairmont. Call now at 507-451-3448 and don't wait until it's too late.
Did you hear that noise?
What noise?
I think it's hailing outside.
What? I don't hear anything.
Did you put my van in the garage?
Well,
now we definitely have hail damage to my van. I know just the person who can fix that damage, though.
Who would that be?
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault. He specializes in hail damage repair. Give him a call at 332-2434. That's 507-332-2434.
When it comes to adventure, you always want more. And the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 is built to give you more. More power thanks to a 999cc engine. More performance from a 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission with paddle shifters. And more fun with Honda's quick-flip seating system that lets you go from a 3-seater to a 5-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin and check out the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1005 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at cookiesbbq.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grammy Elmo's broiler burgers. Heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at cookiesbbq.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Napa know-how.
How does Napa bring you the best deals on things like an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set with storage rack? The old switcheroo. Take the regular price, $41.99, switch around the digits, and wham, now just $14.99. Grab your Evercraft screwdriver set for $14.99 before the price switcheroos back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil and VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is week three of our June Ladies Month, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by outlaw hobby driver Andrea Keekley. And Andrea, you graduated from Dassel Cokato High School. I wonder how many Dirt Show listeners have ever toured the Twine Ball Museum or ever even heard of it.
I don't know. I mean, that's pretty close to my high school. It was just down Highway 12.
I used to drive by that every single night. Years ago when we were first married, I drove semi for Napa, and I would tell people about that, and they would look at me like, there's no such thing. You're pulling my leg.
Yeah. It's just a big twine ball. I mean, it makes the town, though. People come from all over to see it.
Growing up, how did you get exposed to racing? Was that through your dad?
No, it actually wasn't. Before I was even born, my grandpa, his brother raced late models at the junkyard at French Lake used to have a dirt track there, and he was into it then. That's really the only family history of racing we have. But my dad worked at J-Craft, and Eugene Dick drove an asphalt late model at I-94 in Sauk Center. And so my mom and dad would take my brother and I to Sauk Center and watch his boss race. And I grew up doing that. And then my brother, when I was probably in 2007, I want to say, he bought a race car and he started racing and he raced with Soda. And then I helped on the car a lot and I finally got sick of only working on it. So I decided to buy a car too.
Where is South Haven, Minnesota? And how big a town is it?
Well, I'll be honest, I don't live in South Haven. I live very far out of South Haven. But it is on Highway 55 east of Kimball, which Kimball is south of St. Cloud. So it's like an hour from St. Cloud. It would be the biggest town that people would know of.
You currently race in the Outlaw Hobby Division at Arlington Raceway. What is the Outlaw Hobby Division? Because that division is exclusive to Arlington Raceway, and they're the only track that carries them.
So what an Outlaw Hobby Stock is, it's a cross between, I guess, a hobby stock or a stock car. You can race either kind of car. What I have is actually a Lasota Streeter, and I brought it to B&B Chassis, and I had them turn it into a stock car with the intention of racing it in the Outlaw Hobby stock class. So the only rules that we really have that are different from, say, the stock car would be that we have to run DOT tires, we have to run a Rochester carburetor, and we have to run exhaust manifolds. So if I wanted to run a stock car, I could put Hoosiers, a Holley carb, and some headers on my car, and then I would have a stock car.
Arlington Raceway has some great ladies with some great stories. Sarah Moriarty, Cindy Becker, Kyron Porter, and Ashlyn Moriarty. There's some great women out there to hang out with.
There sure is. I've gotten to know Ashlyn pretty well. She's one of my good friends at the racetrack. And then we got Sarah, who takes the awesome pictures now. And then Kyron races in my class. It's pretty cool.
And Cindy Becker is definitely a dedicated crew chief.
Oh, man, I see her out there, and oh, good for her. I think she's awesome.
You drive the number 25A Outlaw Hobby. How is McCain Racing tied into this picture?
Well, my maiden name was McCain, and my brother started the racing, so it's just been McCain Racing ever since he started, and I don't want to go away from that because it's still McCain Racing.
Your dad is your crew chief. That dynamic seems to work really well for both of you.
Yeah, it does. He's kind of at a disadvantage because he's never driven a race car, but he really knows how to set the car up, and he's really good at the maintenance on the car. But it's hard for him to visualize what to do in the car just because, like I said, he's never driven one. But we make it work.
So how does that dynamic go when you can feel the car doing something on the track and you're trying to relay that to someone who's not sure they've ever felt it before?
Well, he always, that has been one thing that from the beginning that me and him have talked about, we have to be able to communicate what's going on in the car. So I can't just come back and tell him it doesn't feel right. I have to be able to tell him why it doesn't feel right. And if I can do that, then we can go from there and make adjustments and hopefully get faster.
I think everyone in the stands would agree. Your brother's car and your car are the two best cars at the racetrack. They are beautiful. You guys obviously take pride in your race cars.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And all that credit goes to my dad. We don't go to the races unless our cars look good and they're up to par to him. Every winter, it's a long process of making the cars look really good. And my brother actually paints them, so we don't have big wraps or expensive wraps. We paint our cars, and then we put graphics on. So if you look really close at our cars, my brother and mine both have like a pearl in the paint, so it really makes them sparkle, and that's just kind of a special thing that we have.
Your brother has some skills because those cars just look beautiful up close.
Yes, they do.
You also work at a parts store. That has to help when it comes to getting parts for your race team, and it's also probably cool for the customers to come in and find out that you're a race driver.
It is pretty cool. What I really like about it is the customer base that we have has found out that I race, and the funny thing is my brother actually works at the parts store too. So every Monday morning, everybody comes in and asks, how did the races go this weekend? And it's just really cool that they get to hear about that.
And a lot of people don't know unless they've worked for a parts business or spend an awful lot of time at the parts store. You have virtually access to anything. When you start looking through your old vintage catalogs or you network with supply companies that can get you aluminum radiators or high-performance parts, if you really want to get something through your parts store, you can virtually get it.
That's very true. A lot of my suppliers, I get my parts through. I can't get a ton of stuff from my race car like I would like to from our own personal warehouses, but if I need it, I can figure out how to get it.
We can't do an interview without talking about your dog. I have a little pug at home by the name of Clyde. Now, Holly is obviously named after the carburetor, correct?
She sure is.
That is one cool dog.
Yes, she is. She's awesome. The first weekend I brought her home, we went to the races, and she's just been there every weekend since.
And obviously not spoiled at all.
No, not at all. I always joke I want to get a boy bulldog and name him Rochester, but I don't think that's in the cards right now.
2018, you finished with 2 feature wins, 18 shows, 9 top fives, 3 heat race wins, 2 broken radiators, and 6 damaged wheels. Now, that's not a bad season for anyone.
No, it's not. And I kind of joked because I spent so much money on radiators last summer. I mean, it was just kind of funny that I advertised that. But, yeah, it was either wrecking stuff or doing really well last summer.
You'll have to ask the guys at B&B Chassis to put an extra bar in front of your radiator.
Yeah, I'm sure I could talk to Paul about something in there.
You also picked up some big hardware at the Arlington Raceway Banquet for your efforts.
Yeah, I ended up finishing 5th in points, so that was pretty cool.
What was it like that night, getting that big trophy and hanging out on the podium?
Well, it was good to see everybody because it's a long winter and you don't get to see your racing family every weekend like you do in the summer. So honestly, it was just about seeing everybody. That was the most fun part for me.
You just recently picked up another win on May 25th. Give us some highlights from that night, how the car felt in hot laps, how you did in a heat race, and how that feature panned out.
Well, it was kind of funny because it was May 25th, and my racing number is obviously 25. And when I checked in to the pit gate, I got my wristband, and my wristband number actually ended with the number 25. And I told Missy, the lady who takes our money, it's going to be a good night. It's the 25th. And then I actually ended up winning that night. The track that night was a little rough. Nothing they really could have done about it, but it was pretty rough. And I just remember the whole race. I just want to be done with this. And I ended up coming up out front at the end.
We've noticed that at all the tracks at the end of May, the last couple weeks, because of all the rain, every single track we went to was rough. And one thing I heard, everybody's racing on the same surface.
Yep, and that's exactly what I think. I mean, it's nobody's fault. It is what it is. We live in Minnesota. We're lucky to be racing in May. I mean, it could be snowing.
Recently, you had 2 big milestones, a birthday on race night, Saturday, June 1st. That had to be a blast being with your racing family at the track. And you also became an auntie.
Yeah. turning 25 this year was actually kind of a bigger deal than it probably would be for most people. Since my birthday is on June 1st, I never really got to celebrate a golden birthday. So this winter, me and my dad were talking in the shop one day, and we were talking about how I was going to be 25 this year. And I kind of looked at him, and I said, let's do something gold. Let's have a golden year this year. So that's why I have the gold all over my car this year. And then becoming an auntie, my brother recently, him and his wife had a baby, little Riker Michael McCain. That's pretty cool having a little nephew around. I'm looking forward to having him at the racetrack with us someday.
I'm sure you are looking forward to having him at the track. Do you realize how important of a role model you are there at Arlington Raceway every night with the young girls that are driving the carts?
Yeah, I've often thought about that. It's kind of crazy because being a female, we're in a very male-oriented sport.
Those girls in those carts really look up to you, and they're aspiring to be you someday and be in victory lane and hold that checkered flag. And that's got to hold a lot of clout with you because I'm sure it makes you want to perform better.
It really does. Every time we go past the grandstands and we do our wave, I always think there's a lot of little girls out there right now looking up to me and Kyron both because we're both out there at the same time. And we just want to put on a good show and hopefully get them more interested in racing.
We also got to see you at the Topless Nationals last fall. What a cool event that is at Ogilvie Raceway when all the cars are out there at once rolling around with their roofs off and the fireworks go over the lake. That's got to give you chills as a driver.
It actually is chilly. I mean, it's in October and it's cold, but it's so much fun. That's one of my favorite races of the year. It's a good way to end the year.
Now, I know you kind of had a rough night up there. I'm sure it didn't turn out quite the way you thought, but it had to be great just to be there.
It really did. Coming from Wissota, when my brother raced there, I made a lot of friends in Wissota, so it was really cool to finally be out on the track with the friends that I had made. And even when I wasn't racing, I got to see a bunch of people, and it was a lot of fun seeing all my old racing family in Wissota, too.
Fans can see you at Arlington Raceway every Saturday night the remainder of the season. What other specials or what other tracks might you be attending yet in 2019?
Well, being that I run an Outlaw, I'm stuck kind of running at Arlington. There's not really any other options for me. I'm hoping Redwood will open and that they'll let us run there. I don't know if I'll run weekly there just because it's a really long drive on a Sunday, but hopefully I'll be able to make it down there. And hopefully the Topless Nationals at Ogilvie again this year.
Andrea, I know we will definitely see you at Arlington Raceway, and we're also planning on going to the Topless Nationals. That's always a great way to end the season of racing. And thank you for taking your time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thank you so much.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your Total Source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Those who work the land and feed the world are exposed to many variables beyond their control. Weather, input costs, and crop prices change daily, weekly, monthly, and from one growing season to the next. Powerlift Doors make concerns about easy ingress and egress and access to your buildings a thing of the past. When you build a new shop, machine storage, processing, or crop input building, be sure to specify Powerlift Doors. Powerlift Doors will give your older farm buildings a new lease on life. Zero headroom Powerlift retrofit doors allow allow full use of your building wall height to maximize entry clearance. We can often increase the width of door openings that are too narrow for today's equipment. Contact us at 507-374-9306.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they're the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and gets there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
Huh? What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by race driver Kevin Stoa from KS Engineering in Albert Lea, Minnesota. And Kevin, I want to ask you about the rough tracks we seen at the end of May. Does that affect the engines internally or only externally?
Well, of course, rough track can be hard on them. It depends on how heavy the racetrack is. Right around here, Deer Creek and Lansing, they keep them pretty hard, so I didn't see any troubles with that, I guess. And of course, a rough track can always smash an oil pan or something, and that's hard on them. We've seen that from time to time. But our engines, anyway, are built to take that. I guess it's part of dirt track racing. You never know, and if it's wet and heavy, well, that's the way it's going to be. So we try to build some extra durability in for that factor.
I also wanted to say thank you. When the Crossroads Motorsport Show came up, you were one of the first vendors on board to be part of that show. That was a great show over the winter to see everybody who came out to participate. I was actually right next to you broadcasting live and listened to a conversation you had about Walker Performance Filtration with a customer. And the customer was saying every time he took his engine apart, there was dirt on the butterflies, and he knew there was dirt getting down into his motor. And you said, I've got a cure for that. I put Walker filtration filters on all of the engines that leave my shop, and that takes care of that problem. They are a great product, and you are this area's local dealer.
Well, actually, that conversation, that was before I became a dealer. That's kind of how I became a dealer, if you remember that. I was running them on my own car and was so impressed that, you know, I was just giving the customer an honest opinion. It wasn't even a sales pitch. It's just what I've seen. Now that I've become a dealer and I have people calling me back saying, oh my gosh, that's the best filter I've ever had. And I've actually got a customer that brought a carburetor in this morning that was running a dry type filter instead of an oilable one. And I couldn't believe how much dirt was in the top of his carburetor. I said, you know, I'm not usually a hard sale, but I told him, I said, you have to get something different because you're going to wear the rings right out of your engine. And of course, a freshen an engine and wear the cylinders and have to buy a new set of $800-$900 pistons, a Walker filter at $92 is a very good value, I would say. So it just comes down to your experience, and our experience with the Walker filter has been very, very good.
Chateau Speedway Hall of Fame Night, Friday night, June 21st. You personally grew up racing there. When you think about all of the names, whether they're guys that showed up every single night, so as a fan or as a driver, you expected to see them there every single Friday night, or they were multi-time feature winners or just went on to become big-name drivers. What a great group of guys we're going to be inducting that night.
Yeah, it's awesome to see all that. Some of it was before my time, of course, but it's just cool to honor the old racers, and a lot of them were legends that I had heard about. I might not have met them in person or whatever, but it's awesome to see that, and it'll be fun to be there to watch all that.
Now, you're busy with the family and busy with the business, but you've still got out to race a few times this season. How are your clients doing out there at the tracks?
We're doing really well. Last week, I think we had like 25 feature wins last weekend, and now I just updated my Facebook, and I think we had about 20 wins, everything from B-mods to late models and, you know, maybe some hobby stocks or factory stocks in there. But it's been going really good. Locally, Brandon Davis has been dominating, which is good to see. Last weekend, we actually had top three at Chateau with Brandon and Blake Arnt and myself. So it's been going good. It's a good year. We've got Hunter Marriott winning some USMTS races out on the road. He's my only traveler, but he's got us up in the top of engine builder points for USMTS. So it's a good year. It's a lot of work. Like you said, busy with the family. The business is very busy, but it's rewarding and the same. So things are good.
And you can hear that dyno pulling in the background.
Yeah, it just fired up here.
Tonight, we're going to be down at Fairmont Raceway for their Hall of Fame night. What a great group of drivers they're inducting down there, along with Denny Anderson. I'm sure you've raced against him.
I've raced against him and did some work for him in the past years. When I was younger, I actually used to go to his scrap bin, and before I had my own engine business, when I worked for Napa and just raced, and I'd go to his scrap bin and take engine parts out of there and try and build something out of it. So me and Denny go way back.
Kevin, I want to thank you for supporting my show in the Fairmont area. Thank you so much for jumping on board as a sponsor. If they'd like to find out more about KS Engineering or getting a hold of one of those Walker Performance Filtration System filters, what's the best way to do that, Kevin?
Best way is just to call 507-552-1572. Otherwise, you can get a hold of us on Facebook. Sometimes we're busy and it's hard to get all the messages, so phone seems to be the best.
Kevin, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thanks.
VP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. VP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, VP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of VP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Aero Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Aero Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Rhino Ag Equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit RhinoAg.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at JimmyOwens20.com.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care Products.
Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaners to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Matt Schuster from Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service in Fairmont, Minnesota. And Matt, you sell Landa brand cleaning equipment. Why Landa? If I'm looking at a pressure washer, what are the benefits of a piece of Landa equipment?
Landa machines are very high quality industrial pressure washer. They've been around since 1969, and they got one of the best warranties in the business. So if you're looking for a machine that's built to last, definitely look into a Landa.
And also, many people know when they go to trade in a piece of equipment, if you maintained it and kept it clean and it is in great shape, you are going to get a much better price when you go to trade that in. And that's where a Landa product comes in.
Yeah, the Landa product has got superior paint where they use powder coat. Everything lasts a real long time. So if you go to trade it in 10, 15 years from now, the machine always looks like new. So very good product.
And you also sell these for industrial, commercial, and agricultural use. And you also stand behind everything you sell with a customer service guarantee.
Yep, that's correct. If you're not happy with the machine that you bought, we'll be glad to make it right with you. As far as if there's anything else, any extra options, anything else that you need with the machine, glad to get you fixed up with that.
You do have a website where they can go check everything out, but I would suggest stopping into Fairmont to your showroom because you can walk them through all the benefits of your product right there in the showroom.
Yeah, I can definitely show you all the different machines, all the different features. It's nicer to see it hands-on than it is pictures.
If they'd like to find out more about Landa pressure washers or talk to you in person, Matt, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is either stop in here. Our office location is 19 East 1st Street in Fairmont, or give me a call any time of day. Phone number is 507-236-2476.
Matt, thanks for joining us here on The Dirt Show, and thanks for supporting The Dirt Show down in the Fairmont area.
Thank you.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And don't forget to visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win a brand new torch red 2019 Z06 Corvette, which will be given away Saturday night, August 10th, during this year's NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals.
Extreme powder coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins, national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jeff Trimble from Trimble's Honda in Austin, Minnesota. And Jeff, it was great to see the old number 77, Dave Bjorge, at the Fairmont Raceway reunion back in February. It was great to see him and his family and all of the fans that showed their appreciation for all of his years in the Trimble's Honda late model. And he's also going to be inducted into the Chateau Speedway Hall of Fame on Friday night, June 21st, so fans can come out and show their appreciation that night.
Yeah, well, Dave is my brother-in-law, so we see him quite often, and we do reminisce a lot about the old 77 days, that's for sure.
It was just cool to see fans come up and tell him stories about things that they watched him do or memories they had of him. And the drivers don't realize how much their fans appreciate him until they get to one of these reunions.
Well, you know, and Dave was such a modest man, you know, pretty quiet, easygoing, never got too excited. And, you know, he always enjoyed fans. I know that. You know, he loved to have people come down and talk to him after the races and stuff. But like I said, he never patted himself on the back. He always took it in stride and really enjoyed the people and the racing game.
Something new and exciting for 2019 is the all-new Talon. Talk about this machine and what makes it stand out from the competition.
Well, we've been waiting for about 2 years on this type of machine from Honda. You know, there's been other manufacturers with a sport-type side-by-side, which I didn't think would be that big a deal in the Farm Belt area like we're in. But the sport segment of side-by-sides have really taken off. It's got to be real similar to what the snowmobile business used to be. People would load up and take off for the weekend and go trail riding. And we have such a vast area in the Midwest with Wisconsin, Minnesota, and South Dakota for this type of trail riding. And Honda, you know, they never hurry anything up, but when they come out with it, it's usually one of the best. And Honda being one of the only one in the industry with a true shaft drive, no drive belt or anything like that, and their engines, of course, are to speak for themselves. The reliability, they're always not the fastest, but they're always the most reliable. But one thing Honda really concentrated on this machine more than anything was their suspension. And it hands down goes through the whoops and the cross sections much more superior than a lot of the other manufacturers. We were just down in Texas last week and rode the thing, and it is unbelievable through a whoop section or a rough section. It's the Cadillac of side-by-sides as of right now.
As always, the Honda side-by-sides lead the way with more horsepower, better performance, and the seating adaptability is really cool.
That's been one of our biggest sellers, actually, in the utility segment side of it, is the Honda 700 4-seat and 5-seat. And what they are, they're basically a box until you flip the back seats up in it. So you have the versatility of hauling people and yet still using it as a utility plus a recreational machine.
With all of the water this spring, property owners need to get caught up on mowing. Honda mowers are durable and reliable and always have been, and you can get those jobs done.
Hands down, year in, year out, Honda is in the Consumer Reports every year with at least 1 to 3 models, maybe 4, that are ranked number one in their category. They've just upped the CCs a little bit on their top-of-the-line version model. There again, the Honda reliability, Honda technology, they're not always the cheapest, and they're really not much more than a lot of other competitors in a comparable model. But if you want a quality, reliable mower and enjoy mowing your yard, the Honda is one of the best out there to do it with.
If you want to hit the open road this summer, Trimble's Honda carries a full line of new and used motorcycles for the casual enthusiast or the hardcore enthusiast.
We have a complete lineup in the Honda motorcycle now. We've got street legal enduros, we've got the small entry level Rebel bike that's real low slung, low seat height, easy to maneuver and operate. All of them are very price conscious, they're very affordable motorcycles. And then you go right up to our flagship Honda Goldwing, the ultimate in touring motorcycles, which in 2018 was significantly redesigned, a little more sporty, They now offer a 7-speed dual clutch transmission, which means this thing is an automatic unless you want to paddle shift it. We still have our 6-speed manual clutch model in it for the guy that wants a little more aggressive. But I'll tell you what, maybe I'm getting older, but I rode the automatic, and that's the way I'm going on my next one.
Trimble's Honda, the second oldest Honda dealer in the United States, has always been known throughout the area for parts. Everything from stock parts to those guys that want to come in and talk to your counter personnel and maybe add a little performance to what they currently have.
Well, you know, we eat, sleep, and breathe Honda. We've been in this all our life. We have a selection of parts, hands down, far more than any dealer around, really. And if you have that older Honda from the 70s, 80s, or 90s, we're familiar with them. We stock the things. We know the little quirks that they're going to need. I guess just being around it all our life, we have a little better background than a lot of people do in this type of business.
On your website, you even have a clearance page. Whether you're looking to snap up a good deal on a snowmobile during the off-season or get a deal on a motorcycle, it's constantly changing, and now is the time to make a deal.
Well, the clearance page is the one page I probably don't like on my website because it's something I need to move. You know, maybe I've overstocked. Maybe that particular model has got a little slow. But we always have some really good buys out there, whether it be current, non-current. We keep a fairly good inventory on hand. You can't always get everything you want when you want it, but we have one of the larger inventories in the Midwest for Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides.
Jeff, if they want to find out more about what Trimble's Honda in Austin has to offer, what is the best way to do that?
Well, you know, nowadays with the Internet, everybody seems to like to go online, so it's www.trimbles.com. We're located at 910th Drive Southeast, the very southeast corner of Austin, Minnesota. Always feel free to call us. I still prefer a phone call at 507-437-6661. Just ask for Jeff or Scott or any of my technicians. They're all willing to talk to you.
Jeff, as always, thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thanks, Clayton, and keep up the good work on The Dirt Show. I really appreciate it.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allow drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Hey, this is Mark Noble, and I have pulled racing trailers for many thousands of miles. My current hauler has a shocker hitch on it, and I immediately notice a difference in the first few miles. Shocker hitches are designed to prevent breakage and cracking on the tongue of your trailer and eliminate that bumpy and jerky ride. Shocker hitches also use an airbag design so you can adjust the air pressure for various loads. My good old buddy Bob Sagan personally stands behind every shocker hitch with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Contact Bob at Shocker Hitches today at 701-967-8577. That's 701-967-8577.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlitz's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die-cut
podcast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see chrisstanglerscustoms.com.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings. And Speed, when I think of summertime, I think of chicken on the grill covered with barbecue sauce. Nothing tastes better.
Oh, I'll tell you what, probably one of my favorite ways of doing chicken on the grill, if I'm going to do like a whole chicken, then I butterfly it or spatchcock it, where you cut the backbone out and pop the breastbone and lay it out flat, because it cooks so much more even and quicker that way. If you're doing a cut-up chicken or doing chicken quarters, probably one of my favorite ways is I'll take a can of beer, the stick of butter, and warm up the beer and melt the butter in it, and then I'll put like a tablespoon or a tablespoon and a half of our Cookies Flavor Enhancer and all-purpose seasoning in that mixture and stir that up good, and then I dip the cut-up chicken in that beer, butter, and Flavor Enhancer mixture before I lay it on the grill. Then every now and then I'll baste it with that beer, butter, and Flavor Enhancer mixture. Turn it over and then baste it a little bit more, whether you're doing the spatchcock version, you know, laid out flat. If you flip it over, baste it with that beer, butter, and Flavor Enhancer mixture. And then when you get up to that 165-degree temperature in the thighs, 165, 170 in the thighs, so that you know it's nice and done, then I like to glaze it with the barbecue sauce. And a lot of times I'll just shut my grill off at that point. I'll just glaze it good with it, shut the grill off, close the lid, and I'm talking cooking on a gas grill. Glaze it, shut the grill off, close the lid down, and let it sit for about, 15, 20 minutes. And I'll tell you what, that kind of caramelizes that on there. And boy, is that ever tasty.
Speed, if listeners would like to order everything from Cookies cooking aprons to any of your products to take out to the racetracks or campgrounds for tailgating, what's the best way to do that, Speed?
The best thing is just go to our website. It's cookiesbbq.com, and that's the letters B and the letter B and the letter Q .com. And aprons and everything are right on there, and of course as well as all of our products. But all of our products are in the Hy-Vee stores and should be in some of the Walmarts. Have got a lot of our product. I always say all the finer stores have got our product. If they don't have it, it's not a finer store, and you shouldn't be in there shopping anyway.
Speed, as always, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clay. See you, buddy.
When you think of summertime in Minnesota, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Here at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, we say bring it on, because our trained technicians will get your vehicles ready for the heat, plus recharge your AC system for season-long comfort.
Contact your locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic today and make sure you and your vehicle keep your cool this summer at 451-1950.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Thursday night, June 6th, they were racing at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. In the A-Mod feature, Jacob Bleese over Kelly Shryock. In the B-Modifieds, Colby Fett over George Nordman. In the Enduro, Ryan Hudson over Peg Lewis. In the Hobby Stocks, Lee Rutan over Cody Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries over Jade Lang. And in the Stock Cars, Kelly Shryock over Derek Green. KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was also racing on Thursday night, June 6th. In the A-Modifieds, Justin A-Strike over Dustin Zizey. In the B-Modifieds, Cole Searing over Justin Bjorklund. In the Mod 4s, Adam Prevey over Matt Halls. In the Pier Stocks, Derek Zizey over Trent Oden. In the Sport Compacts, Matthew Dittman over Justin Skalitsky. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Jim Williams. And in the Super Stocks, Jeff Krause over Zach Schultz. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, June 7th. In the Modifieds, Brady Gertis over Mike Gresseth. In the B-Modifieds, Landon Atkinson over Kyle Dykoff. In the Dirt Late Models, Don Shaw over Sean Meyer. In the Economy Late Models, Brad Staples over Ben Walden. In the Hornets, Daniel Harstead over Austin Lammers. And in the Street Stocks, Ryan Sader over Eric Riley. Chateau Speedway was racing last Friday night, June 7th, in the Outlaw Wing Micros, Michael Bryant over Nathan Kilwine, in the B Modifieds, Kylie Kath over Jason Vandekamp, in the Pure Stocks, Brady Kronberg over Jack Moss, in the Sport Compacts, Daniel Knish over Justin Skalitsky, in the Street Stocks, Corey Adams over Jason Newkirk, in the USRA B-Mods, Aaron Hoff over Alex Schrub, and in the USRA Modified A-Main, Brandon Davis over Blake Arndt. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was also racing last Friday night, June 7th, in the Hornets. Seth Scholl over Don Martins, in the Mini-Mods, Kyle Jumbeck over Dan Nasalki, in the USRA B-Mods, Sean Walski over Taylor Schragi, in the USRA Hobby Stocks, Travis Krause over Kevin Hager. In the USRA Late Models, Lance Hofer over Sean Mann. And in the USRA Modifieds, Dustin Sorensen over Josh Angst. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also running last Friday night, June 7th, in the 25-lap A-Modified A-Main. Kelly Shryock over Jeremy Mills. In the B-Modifieds, Jonathan Logue over George Nordman. In the Hobby Stocks, Scott Doble over Corey Probst. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Jade Lang. And in the Stock Cars, it was Derek Green over Kelly Shryock. We were at Jackson Motorplex last Friday night, June 7th. In the 305 Wing Sprint Cars, Brant O'Banion over Colin Smith. In the 360 non-wing sprint cars, it was Jake Kuba over Alex Schriever. And in the 360 wing 25-lap A-Main, Jack Dover over Trey Starks. Last Saturday night, June 8th, Fairmont Raceway hosted 360 wing sprint cars. In the 15-lap A-Main, it was Billy Bowles over Greg Baker. In the A-Modified 20-lap feature, Kelly Shryock over Brandon Beckendorf. In the B-Modifieds, Jared Baumeister over Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stocks, Kieran Sampson over Parker Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Nate Koopman over Megan Sandvik. And in the Stock Cars, it was Derek Green over Austin Jans. Last Saturday night, June 8th, SLS Promotions hosted the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Granite City Speedway. In the 4:10:35 lap A-Main, it was Brad Sweet over David Gravel. And in the 600cc micro sprints, Jack Berger over Austin Letourneau. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 8th. In the B-Modified A-Main, Ryan Gergen over Jason Vandekamp. In the Street Stocks, Dustin Doty over Braden Brower. In the Super Stocks, Neil Eckhart over Jeff Brower. In the USRA B-Mods, Brandon Hare over Nick Wagner. And in the USRA 25-lap A-Main, Brandon Davis over Zach Vanderbeek. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night, June 8th. In the Street Stock A-Main, it was Ryan Sater over Justin Vogel. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota was also racing last Saturday night, June 8th, in the IMCA Hobby Stock A-Main, Corey Probst over Brad Becker. In the Sport Compacts, Alex Dostal over Marshall Robinson. In the Sport Mods, Kevin Kirk over Eric Larson. In the Modified A-Main, Chad Porter over Trent Loverud. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Kyron Porter over Alex Dostal. In the Sprint Cars, Javen Osterman over Billy Johnson, and in the Stock Cars, Matthew Sauer over Tim Pesky. And Knoxville Raceway was racing last Saturday night, June 8th. In the 20-lap 410 wing sprint car A-Main, Brian Brown over Terry McCarl. In the 18-lap 360 wing sprint car A-Main, Carson McCarl over Clint Garner. And in the 305 wing sprint car A-Main, Matthew Steltzer over Mike Ayers. We will be at Chateau Speedway on Friday night, June 21st for Hall of Fame night. 63 years of racing history, and we will be inducting the very first class. See you at Chateau Speedway on Friday night, June 21st. Racing starts at 7.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.